The events in Paris pushed terrorism to the top of the agenda at the G20 talks now underway in Turkey. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spent the weekend with other world leaders discussing the terror threat and the options for Syria. He signalled Australia might deploy peacekeepers if a political solution can be reached for Syria. The Financial Review's Phil Khoury is at the G20 summit city at Antalya on Turkey's Mediterranean Sea. Phil, hello, welcome to breakfast.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Phil. The US president and the French president have vowed to increase their efforts against ISIS in Syria, and the United States president has said he'll ask for additional contributions from coalition partners, presumably partners like Australia. Do we have any sense yet of what that means?
No, we don't. Turnbull's scheduled to meet Obama in about 24 to 36 hours, not here in France, but when we go to Manila for APEC, so we may have may get a further handle on it then, but I guess it comes as no surprise, and when Turnbull got to Turkey the other day, he was very much left open, you know, doing more if need be without being, you know, overcommitted. But I guess what happened in Paris has everyone rethinking what to do. Turnbull very much made the point that, as well as, you know, I guess why other leaders are saying here, as well as a political solution to try and end what's going on in Syria, he very much stressed that ISIS has to be tackled militarily as well. He said it's a double thing because they use their military exploits as a recruiting tool. So I guess we'll just watch this space.
Yeah, but there's no doubt now that the rhetoric has turned to an intensification of military action against ISIS in Syria, I think. And what about pressure on Russia to focus its military operations on ISIS in Syria rather than on forces that might be supporting Assad? I think President Obama has met with Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he met with him for about 35 minutes, Fran, and I thought, well, what do they call it, pull aside? It wasn't an official meeting, but it was the big anticipated one, and certainly he made that point, as did the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. I went to a press conference with him earlier today, and they were very sort of strident about the Russians. Said, you know, basically, you know, to paraphrase, stop attacking the good guys, what they kept referring to as the moderate Syrian opposition, and get after IS along with everybody else. So, look, you know, as we know with Russia, they're not easily persuaded, but this is, I guess, seen as crucial, if you like, if this agreement they came to in Vienna the other day, yep, this transition plan for Syria is going to go anywhere, if it's even going to get off the ground. Russia has to, you know, drop its sort of adherence to Bashar al-Assad, but, you know, you'll believe it when you see it, I guess.
Well, I guess that's what I'm trying to get from you, if there's a sense there coming from our Prime Minister. I don't know if you've had, if there's been any private conversations with our Prime Minister or briefings, whether he believes that the impetus has changed now. Since Vienna, they fixed on a calendar for peace in Syria that would see a transition government in 6 months, election within 18 months, and our Prime Minister said yesterday or the day before that it's important to defeat Daesh in the field, it's important to defeat them militarily, but he said there must be a political solution as well. Is there a sense that the brutal attacks in Paris has changed the game plan and the pressure on countries like Russia, but everybody really, to start acting in concert against ISIS?
There is, Fran, and also people are invoking, in support of their argument, they're invoking the Russian jetliner, obviously the one that was brought down over the Sinai a week or so ago, to try and pressure Russia. So there's definitely an increase in that sort of pressure, but I think, as I said, there doesn't seem to be any signal from Russia that they're responding. But I guess we'll see in the days and weeks ahead. I mean, certainly, as François Hollande, the French president, said, it's an act of war and there's going to be a ruthless response from the French. And we were anticipating before the Paris attacks that this summit was going to be overshadowed by a ruthless response from the Russians against Islamic State because of the airliner coming down. So I don't know is the short answer, but I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
And Phil, any more references there or backgrounding on this notion of Australian peacekeepers? The PM left that prospect open. If a political settlement did occur in Syria, that it might be possible that Australian peacekeepers would be involved, though he did emphasise that he'd want to see a lot of other countries from the region providing troops first. Was that any kind of serious backing to that idea?
Look, I think it was not really. I mean, Turnbull was quite not skeptical, but quite realistic, I think, about the chances of success of this this Vienna plan. You know, being pulled off, if you like, and yeah, he said, look, you've got to realise how complex and terrible the situation is there, and difficult it is going to be achieved. That was his immediate caveat, and he said, look, if they manage to overcome these massive hurdles, and you know, everyone gets on the right side and in agreement. His main complaint was with the, not the superpowers, but the big powers, Russia and America. He said, if this thing's got to have any chance of success, those two have got to stop, you know, I think his comments were aimed more at Russia, you know, carrying on that war through their proxies was the term he used. But I guess, you know, he said, look, if you know, these hurdles are cleared and this thing works, or that, I guess we would be prepared to send peacekeepers. But as you said, and I think quite rightfully, he said, you know, there'd be a greater chance of acceptance in that region if those peacekeepers were, you know, were regional rather than, you know, international, you know, like Western, if you like. So, you know, many ifs and buts before we got to that stage, I'd say, Fran.
Phil Currie, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye.
Phil Currie is Chief Political Correspondent with the Australian Financial Review. It's 6:26 on Breakfast.